Wrong use of the visions. I have been shown that some, especially in Iowa, make the visions a rule by which to measure all, and have taken a course which my husband and myself have never pursued. Some are unacquainted with me and my labors, and they are very skeptical of anything bearing the name of visions. This is all natural and cannot be overcome except by experience. If persons are not settled in regard to the visions, they should not be crowded off. The course to pursue with such may be found in Testimony Number 8, pages 328, 329, which I hope will be read by all. Ministers should have compassion of some, making a difference, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. God's minister should have wisdom to give to everyone his portion of meat and to make that difference with different persons which their cases require. The course pursued with some in Iowa who are unacquainted with me has not been careful and consistent. Those who were comparatively strangers to the vision have been dealt with in the same manner as those who have had much light and experience in the visions. Some have been required to endorse the visions when they could not conscientiously do so. In this way, some honest souls have been driven to take positions against the visions and against the body, which they never would have taken had their cases been managed with discretion and mercy. Some of our brethren have had long experience in the truth and have for years been acquainted with me and with the influence of the visions. They have tested the truthfulness of these testimonies and asserted their belief in them. They have felt the powerful influence of the Spirit of God resting upon them to witness to the truthfulness of the visions. If such, when reproved through vision, rise up against them and work secretly to injure our influence, they should be faithfully dealt with, for their influence is endangering those who lack experience. Ministers of present truth, while they bear appointed testimony, reproving individual wrongs and seeking to tear away the idols from the camp of Israel, should manifest forbearance. They should preach the truth in its solemnity and importance, and if this finds its way to the heart, it will accomplish that for the receiver which nothing else can. But if the truth spoken in the demonstration of the Spirit does not cut away the idols, it will be of no avail to denounce and bear down upon the individual. It may appear that some are joined to their idols, yet I saw that we should be very reluctant to give up the poor deceived ones. We should ever bear in mind that we are all erring mortals, and that Christ exercises much pity for our weakness and loves us although we err. If God should deal with us as we often deal with one another, we should be consumed. While ministers preach the plain cutting truth, they must let the truth do the cutting and hewing and not do it themselves. They should lay the axe, the truths of God's word, at the root of the tree, and something will be accomplished. Pour out the testimony just as straight as it is found in the word of God, with a heart full of the warming, quickening influence of His Spirit, all in tenderness, yearning for souls. And the work among God's people will be effectual. The reason why there is so little of the Spirit of God manifest is that ministers learn to do without it. They lack the grace of God, lack forbearance and patience, lack a spirit of consecration and sacrifice, and this is the only reason why some are doubting the evidences of God's Word. The trouble is not at all in the Word of God, but in themselves. They lack the grace of God, lack devotion, personal piety, and holiness. This leads them to be unstable and throws them often on Satan's battleground. I saw that however strongly men may have advocated the truth, however pious they may appear to be, when they begin to talk unbelief in regard to some scriptures, claiming that they cause them to doubt the inspiration of the Bible, we should be afraid of them, for God is at a great distance from them.